Donald Trump has made Muslims a big part of the debate during the presidential election. In a speech Monday, Trump replaced his earlier call for a total ban on Muslims coming into the United States. He now demands ideological tests on immigrants.
I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
Trump's rhetoric is one reason more Muslims are getting involved with politics in Washington state than ever before. KUOW's David Hyde has a story.
In a recent Fox News presidential poll of Latino voters, Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 46 percentage points. It doesn't take a political analyst to guess that Trump's words, like these about Mexican immigrants,
"They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists,"
are part of his problem. But what Trump says about Muslims is, at least to some ears, just as xenophobic.
"We have no idea who the hell they are. We know they believe in certain things that we don't want to believe in."
So what's been the reaction to Trump among Washington State's Muslims?
"I'm a Muslim, and I talk to many Muslims, and they don't quite like the way he says things. His language is not very friendly, but the content of his message is very appealing to the Muslims."
Republican businessman Hussein Karam of Clyde Hill. He was a delegate for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And Karam will co-host a Trump fundraiser in the Seattle area at the end of the month. But according to recent polls, just around 10% of Muslims identify as Republicans this year. And there were at least six American Muslim delegates from Washington State at the Democrats' National Convention in Philadelphia. Verisha Khan was one.
"As an American Muslim, I've seen hate speech on so many levels in this election and even prior to the election. And what's really important to me is that, you know, we make sure that the hate speech that we're hearing, hate speech that's become a norm, that gets challenged."
Khan and others see a direct connection between hate speech and hate crimes, and concerns about hate speech escalated during and after the Democrats' convention when the father of a dead Muslim U.S. soldier called out Donald Trump.
"He vows to build walls and ban us from this country. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution?"
Trump responded. He implied that Khazir Khan's wife stood silently on stage because she's Muslim. And more than 70% of Americans disapproved of how Trump handled the dispute. Back here in Washington state, home to several military bases, some felt the sting of Trump's words personally.
"My grandfather, he served in World War II, and he was stationed in Stuttgart, Germany, with the 101st Airborne. His service to country inspired my father, and my father did 20-odd years in. I saw the great respect that my father had to this country, and I wanted to do the same and also try to give back, and it was a no-brainer for me."
Khalid Lights is himself former military, third generation. He's also a third-generation American Muslim, and he sees a strong connection between his faith and his family's service to country.
"In the military, you serve with people from all walks of life, and with that, you get to see the beauty of just humanity. Your service, not just to the country, but also to fellow soldier, I find that to encompass in our religion what we call ikram muslimin, what you want for yourself and what you want for your brother."
Lights tells me he's not that interested in politics. Far from it. But he says this year, with so much misinformation about Muslims, things are different. He says it's time to speak out.
"Just like civil rights, I'm African-American. My grandparents, they had to speak out. And if we stand in the sidelines, what will happen? I have, you know, served. I have a story. Why not share it?"
Arsalan Bukhari shares the sentiment. He's executive director of the Washington State chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
"Last year, we saw in 2015 the highest number of anti-Muslim hate crimes ever in American history. Care offices nationwide received 1 to 2 daily reports, and the average American Muslim saw on their Facebook feeds and on social media the reports that came out, and they saw what's at stake. They realized their job is to get involved now more than ever." That's the sentiment we're hearing from people across the country.
And Bukhari says, for him personally,
the American Muslim delegates who went to the RNC and the DNC are my heroes. They opened the door for many more American Muslims to walk through. They showed millions of other American Muslims watching it on TV that they too have the right and the responsibility to get involved, and their voice matters.
But what impact will this make? After all, Muslims only make up around 1% of the total U.S. population. Back here in Washington State, Bukhari estimates that there are only around 100 to 150,000. But, he says,
American Muslims are not simply voters by themselves. You know, there's coalitions that have been built over the last many, many years with business, with labor, with faith groups. So it's not just American Muslim communities that candidates have to target. It's, millions of ally communities across the country as well.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.